Ezechiel, chapter 38. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog, of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn you back, and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you forth, and all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer, and all his hordes, the house of Togarmah of the north quarters, and all his hordes, and many people with you. Be prepared, and prepare for yourself, you, and all your company that are assembled unto you, and be a guard for them. After many days you shall be visited, in the latter years you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people, against the mountains of Israel, which have been always desolate, but they were brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely all of them. You shall ascend and come like a storm, you shall be like a cloud to cover the land, you, and all your hordes, and many people with you. Thus says the Lord God, It shall also come to pass, that at the same time shall things come into your mind, and you shall think an evil thought. And you shall say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take plunder, and to carry off spoil, to turn your hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, who have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba, and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all its villages, shall say unto you, Have you come to take plunder? Have you gathered your company to take a prey? To carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, Thus says the Lord God, In that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shall you not know it? And you shall come from your place out of the north parts, you, and many people with you, all of them riding upon horses, a great company, and a mighty army. And you shall come up against my people of Israel, as a cloud to cover the land, it shall be in the latter days, and I will bring you against my land, that the nations may know me, when I shall be sanctified and you, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus says the Lord God, Are you he of whom I have spoken in former times by my servants the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days for many years that I would bring you against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken, surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. So that the fish of the sea, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth, shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, says the Lord God, every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will enter into judgment against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him, and upon his hordes, and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain, and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself, and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord.